The Office of Management and Budget has created a management board to shepherd agencies towards shared services. The goal is to bring together the various elements in a complex, time-consuming process. John Marshall is the founder and CEO of the Shared Services Leadership Coalition, and he joins us now with more. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Emily.
John, first of all, why does the government need this new board, the Unified Shared Services Management Office?
Well, shared services have been going on in the federal government for many, many years, but they've never really institutionalized roles and responsibilities and authorities in specific key locations to manage the effort. It's a long-term effort, and it has to be implemented effectively. It has to cut across numerous administrations. And so what we've seen through the years have been each administration has come in and kind of rebranded or repositioned shared services and had different organizations take leadership for it. But these new changes that Dave Mader announced last week are establishing a governance board with all of the key stakeholders represented in shared services and what they're calling a Unified Shared Services Management Organization, NGSA, to start providing to standardize the governance requirements across all lines of business.
So let's talk about how this board is different from the other initiatives that you just mentioned, that administrations have tried in the past. What makes this different?
Well, it's all in one place, and in the past you'd had each line of business or each shared service initiative of each administration organized in kind of an ad hoc program management structure without key roles and responsibilities permanently embedded. And so things have changed and morphed from one administration to another. And the leadership roles have been kind of like a floating crap game of in this administration it's done this way, in the next administration it's done another. And those key roles to establish the standards, the gatekeeping functions, the performance metrics, the acquisition environment, compliance, and the funding have all kind of changed from one administration to another. So we have not had continuous, sustainable efforts across a number of years that we need to sustain shared services. And the key data point to support that fact is if you look at federal payroll. Payroll is the one success story that we have in the federal environment, and it actually started in 1983. And it wasn't until 2009 that OPM declared victory when the whole government was consolidated down into four government-wide payroll providers. And 26 years. And the reason it took so long was because you had five administrations, three Republican and two Democrats. So it's had bipartisan support. It's just that every administration has come in and managed it in a different way. And we've never institutionalized the capabilities and the management and the leadership that's needed to keep it going on a sustainable path.
We're speaking with John Marshall. He's the founder and CEO of the Shared Services Leadership Coalition. And we're talking about the Office of Management and Budget's creation of a new board to shepherd agencies towards shared services. In the absence of this board and in place of the one administration trying it this way, another administration trying it this way, how have agencies done?
Well, agencies have done pretty well. And you have a number of agencies who've done some pretty innovative things just within the agency environment. For example, NASA has created, we call them internal shared service systems, where NASA has consolidated a lot of its administrative support in a central NASA shared service. And you have other agencies who are following or have followed that model. But where we haven't seen the success so much has been on the government-wide shared services, where you have every agency in the government doesn't need to have its own full-service financial management and acquisition and HR shop. You know, these are the ones that have the greatest opportunity for optimization across the entire government because the requirements are so common. And that's where we've really fallen short, is that the opportunity here has been missed. And the Shared Services Roundtable project at the Partnership for Public Service last year, which really has energized the community around a vision for the future, estimated the potential savings of around $50 billion if we could just optimize and get all of the government skinnied down into a smaller number of public or commercial shared services that are government-wide in scope and have common standards and common services across the whole government back office.
So, what are your hopes for this new board?
Well, the hope is to get consensus and buy-in from across the federal community, from the provider entities as well as the customer entities, and I guess get a common vision and move in a consistent and sustainable direction. I think Dave Mader's intentions are that he wants to push the envelope as far as he can within the remaining 15 months of the administration, and that these are critical steps to do that. Governance is one of the most important ingredients, and in fact, these moves of Dave's are right in line with the Partnership for Public Services Roundtable report. They identified three or four areas that needed to be shored up, and one was this governance structure. And what Dave has announced is directly in line with what the partnership has recommended. And that's why a lot of us are very enthusiastic about these steps. But more needs to be done. What we haven't yet seen is the articulation of a vision for where this governance structure is going to take us. If you think of governance as like infrastructure, it's like guardrails. But the question is, what's the destination? What is the vision of the future that we're going to be executing towards this new governance structure?
You don't think the Office of Management and Budget has done that?
I think they have a vision. I don't think it's quite as defined as clearly and as powerfully as the Partnership for Public Service report, which came out several months ago, which defined a future vision of a competitive open marketplace where you have public sector providers, you have commercial providers, and you might have some new flavors of public-private partnerships. And you have agencies who are empowered to have free choice and to be able to move from one provider to another, depending on how the service is delivered, and where we have a performance management environment with real-time metrics defining the performance and comparing providers across providers, it's just a much more kind of a dynamic environment than we have today, where on the financial side we have four providers who were designated and we're methodically moving the government cabinet agencies and independent agencies into these four providers. And by the way, they've made pretty good progress recently. HUD is moving into one of them. But then you have a different model on the HR side where we have private providers as well as public providers that are available and eligible. And so we in the coalition see we see different models in different business lines, and we think there ought to be some harmonization. But what we're really looking for is a better defined role for the commercial sector to come in and make the investments and expand the capacity and put leading edge solutions that meet government standards, but put them in the marketplace and give agencies the option of moving directly in to a commercial offering if it's not necessarily the back office of a government provider. Mm-hmm.
John Marshall is the founder and CEO of the Shared Services Leadership Coalition. John, thank you.
Thank you, Emily.